Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down a penny, May wheat down 3 cents, and May beans up 3.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down about 25 ticks, crude oil up $1.19 a barrel, gold and silver a little bit higher. Little bit of strength overnight in the beans. China has apparently come out and said that they're going to reduce tariffs on imported American cars. So it's taking a little bit of the sting out of the trade war talk. And the beans were able to rally a little bit here. Also, overnight, we had some new export sales. 120,000 beans to Argentina, 132,000 beans to China, and 279,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. So a fair amount of business done in the bean market here. Now, is this an opportunity, the Chinese seeing something bullish, to sell the beans that they've bought in the last week? Certainly may be. It's really hard to know. We've got the president under fire, and nobody knows what's going to happen there. But I think it's going to weigh a little bit on these markets. The weather looks a little bit improved for the corn. The corn ratings were pretty much as expected, just a little bit of work done. But the weather appears to be warming up. We're going to be 69 and 70 on Friday and Saturday in Chicago. It gets cool again, down back into the high 40s next week. But it looks like we're trying to turn a little bit of a corner here. There's still plenty of time to get corn in the ground. Obviously, we have the report today. I just don't see it being anything bullish out here. If you're going to increase the corn carryouts or increase the bean carryouts, where's this market going to go? The ruble has gotten hit for a second straight day here with talk that the president's going to put some restrictions on the oligarchs there. That just makes Russian wheat cheaper. The Brazilian real is down, making Brazilian beans cheaper. So I don't see the export market appreciating the fact that these currencies are moving lower out here. We'll get the reports at 11 o'clock this morning. Again, I think we'll see a bigger bean number, bigger corn number. Be interesting to see what they do with the world stocks. But I think when it's all said and done, we've got plenty of beans out here. And I just don't see, with the funds being long over 200,000 contracts, where the bean market's going right now. And if we do lose any acres from corn delays, they're going to go right into the beans. So I can't emphasize strongly enough that if I had beans either in the bin or going to be out in the field, I'd want to be protecting them here before the report. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.